My guest on Book Notes this month is Anthony Moll, who has just come out with a memoir called Out of Step, and it's been published by the Ohio State University Press. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in, Anthony.
Thanks so much for having me. And yeah, it's really exciting.
So this really is exciting in the context of its being part of a prize. Tell me about that.
Sure. So every year, the Ohio State University Press, along with The Journal, which is an MFA student-curated literary magazine, hosts a book prize for prose. And so it's a collection of short pieces that can be true or fiction. A guest judge will pick it. They will tell the press, this is the book I want this year. And when that happens, that person is offered a small prize along with a publishing contract with the press.
So you talk about it being true. I mean, this could not be more true for you. That experience of going into the army as somebody who is bisexual and at that time still with the don't ask, don't tell ethos hanging around. What must have been interesting in the process for you of this book is how you were in the army at that time. Then it looked as if that was kind of going away. Now it looks as if it's coming back. How has your book actually flowed with the context of this issue?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So the book covers this period where I separate from the army as well, and I leave the army to go work for an advocacy organization who's working to repeal it. And during the period covering the book, it is repealed. And so now I get to talk to service members who are serving openly, but we're at a time right now where it's actually really complicated, especially for transgender service members who sort of like thought they had a big victory and now it sort of feels in limbo. So it's really interesting that it's still timely, right? A lot of this stuff happened, 5 years ago? And unfortunately, it's really still very timely, the conversation of who belongs in the army, who has a right to, but also underneath that, who should be in the army or not.
It's been very interesting how you have chosen to pursue your life post the army in terms of academic studies, pursuing a PhD at this time. Looking back on it now, how did that experience actually formulate who you find yourself at this time?
I actually talk to people now and they ask me, would you still join the military? And at this point, I don't know that I can say I would. And that's really tough because I can see that I'm now have a Master of Fine Arts in writing and am pursuing a PhD in literature only because of some of the benefits and growth I experienced in the military. So I do recognize that it almost feels hypocritical to say, don't join the army, though I was lucky enough to have really benefited from that service and from the benefits granted to service members and veterans.
And so what would your advice be at this time with somebody who is facing a sexual orientation issue in this context?
I would tell any young person to think twice about joining the United States military, regardless of sexual orientation. I think that there is a promise of a life you'll have afterwards, and sometimes that is true and sometimes that is not. So if you look at the poverty rates, the rates of depression, the rates of suicide, the unemployment rates among veterans, it's not always there. And at the same time, service itself is physically, mentally, emotionally, and morally taxing experience. So I tell anyone to really think twice about military service.
This is such an important and timely book. It's a memoir called Out of Step, and it has been published just very recently by the Ohio State University Press. And it's a work of Anthony Moll, and you can find out more details on Anthony's website, that is anthonymoll.com. Thank you so much for this important work.
Thank you so much for having me.